Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Hope all is well out there. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Guys, I just want to say to all of those who's been going through the struggle during this pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, and all of those who lost loved ones due to the COVID-19, you are continuously forever in my thoughts and prayers. Let me take a sip of this good cup of coffee, guys. To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Put some Black Diamond in that cup. Yeah, guys, but like I was saying, guys, back about the COVID-19, like, we just can't push this under the rug. You understand me? Like, we lost a lot of great people over here in New York City, and it's so sad, and I just be thinking about the families and, you know, the thoughts that could be going through their minds, because we all are out here wondering, like, why? You understand, like, this just came out of nowhere, and, you know, we're trying to understand it and understand the concepts of it. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm a very concerned parent, and I'm to the point where, you know, I want to know what this infection disease thing is going to be until, like, after the holidays. Then I'll think about letting the girls go to in-person learning. But right now, I'm 100% remote on everything, virtually. I'm in a new virtual America. Okay, from Zoom meetings to Microsoft Teams to Google Meet, you know, like, hey, we got Google Classroom, emailing, like, we're just in the virtual world right now. And guess what? We're safe. We're alive. We're blessed. We're thankful. We're grateful. And guys, I want to show my gratitude to you guys as much as possible to let you guys know I have not forgot you. The Black Diamond have not forgot you. I'm here to always encourage you, motivate you, inspire you for the better you. Positive ways will always uplift everyone into a position where they've never been before. Kindness, guys. Just being kind, being nice, being understandable. We got to understand this thing. You understand? And like, it's a lot of us out here, you know, that don't want to wear the mask. They just feel like, oh, this COVID-19 is a hoax. Or I done heard different comments where people say it's martial law, or they're trying to control the population and all this. And I done heard it from A to Z. But at the end of the day, I don't know what it is. But guess what? I'm not about to play Russian roulette with the COVID-19. And like I said, all respect to all of those who's struggling, going through New York City. We all in this together. You already know. But Black Diamond is a fighter. Black Diamond is a warrior. Black Diamond is a believer. You know what I'm saying? But Black Diamond loves to pray. And I love to pray for others. And together we will get through this. We don't know what happened in those hospitals. We don't know what type of health, you know, issues others had that, you know, left this world a little earlier. And we just don't have any answers. But guess what? Together, we will research. We will know. We will study. We will know. We will get in the know. We will stand together. And together we what, guys? Together we stand. Divided we fall. We all know that. But at the end of the day, if there's no unity in the community, we will never grow as one. We can have opinions, protests, riots. We can do all of this. But if there's no justice, there will never be no peace. Fairness is fairness. And justice for Breonna Taylor. We all screaming that because guess what? I'm Breonna Taylor, okay? I don't want anybody, I don't care who you are, barging up in my place of being where I stay. I'm already putting in work for the city and this and that. Don't just be start shooting up in here, you know what I'm saying? But until we know the whole story of what's going on and to give the people in the universe some peace, you know what I'm saying? It's going to always be no peace, you know what I'm saying, until the universe is at peace. Understand me, okay? No justice, no peace. But back on to what I was telling you guys. This COVID-19, we're not going to take it lightly. This police brutality, we're not going to take it lightly. This unjustified judicial system, this unjustified way of mindset thinking out here in these streets in the universe, we're not going to tolerate it. The leaders of this universe is not going to tolerate it. And me, I put myself in a leader position because over the years, I have grown to have exceptional leadership skills. You understand? I'm not going to let nobody lead me to anything that I don't want to be led to. You know what I'm saying? Anything that I tolerate is what I tolerate it. You understand? That's the way I look at life. Anything you tolerate is what you tolerate it. But if you can't tolerate something, let it go. Let it go. Hey, the pressure in the kitchen get too hot. Get out the kitchen. That's how we saying that. Metaphors. Big shout out to all my support listener teams out there. Guys, y'all already know what I'm screaming. Register to vote because your vote counts. Yeah. Yeah, y'all already know. Exercise your rights. We the people do make a difference. Understand me. You understand? I just want you guys to know that you are very special. You are very thought of. And we got little baby London. London, you want to say good morning to the people?
Yeah, me and my heartbeat.
Okay, say good morning.
Good morning.
You don't have your bedroom shoes on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, in a minute, okay?
Good morning.
Okay, all right.
Mama.
Yeah, this little girl, she wants to play swimming pool time, and she's just in her own world. Disneyland, Disney World, all in one. When it's time to do her remote learning, she do a little learning, then she's ready to watch some, what is it, PJ Masks or something. PJ Masks, Pebbles, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Peppa Pig. Hey, it's a lot of them. But I want to give all of them a shout out because they keep me occupied and they keep her occupied. Yeah, so guys, not for nothing, guys. I'm always trying to stay above and beyond. I'm always trying to, you know, overreach my goals, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, Black Diamond is just steady pushing forward and steady perfecting her crafts. And that's what you have to do as an individual. You got to be a better you every day. You understand? See, I don't judge nobody because I'm not the creator of this world. I'm not the creator of this earth. I did not create you. You understand? But I do create these podcasts. I do create the positive waves that I'm putting out here. I'm creating that. You know what I'm saying? And we have creativity in all types, shapes, and forms, you know, and fashions. You understand? So at the end of the day, guys, all we can do is just be you. Be you and be great. I want to see everybody win. I want to see everybody eat. And like I said, guys, at the end of every episode, you can support this podcast. You can do whatever. Your support don't have to always come in money. You can leave a nice little message. You can leave me a recorded message. If it's very positive, I'll put it in one of my shows. You understand me? Black Diamond is for the people. I want every last one of you to shine bright like a diamond. You understand? We are all diamonds. We are all one. Unity is everything in the community. Always remember that. You watch my back, I watch yours. Just stay 6 feet away. Wear your mask. Respect. It'll get you a long way. My grandmother always told me, she said, I understand you was born on Halloween, but the last thing you want to do is being very disrespectful. Respect take you longer than your money. You understand me? So, like, it's so many times, guys, let me tell y'all something. The Black Diamond, born on Halloween. It's a lot of times I done been very disrespectful out here in these streets. I had to learn to grow. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. I still go off here and there, but I'm learning along the way. I have gotten a little bit better because communication is everything. And Lord knows, dealing with this pandemic, being tied down with the kids 7 days a week and trying to be a business mom, entrepreneur, and keep the cash flow going. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's a hell-raising catfish, cat, tiger day. But guess what? I be getting on through. And I thank God for my cheekaboos. We have a blast together. You know what I'm saying? So New York City got our back. You hear me? Yeah. So at the end of the day, I don't be worried about nothing, guys. I just want to let everybody know that, you know, as long as we continue to push forward and make a change in your community and my community, we're great. We're great. We're blessed. We just got to know that with God first, we'll never fail. We would never fail. And pick yourself up. It don't matter what you've been through yesterday. Pick yourself up today and be greater. Be greater. Know that you're in God's favor. Always remember that. And that's what I always tell myself. I don't count my flaws or my mistakes or anything that I did wrong. I just ask God for forgiveness. Because at the end of the day, I know I don't have to go to him too many times asking for forgiveness. Once I gave it to him, that's it. God, I'm done with that. You know what I'm saying? I may speak here and there about certain issues and this and that, but once you give it to God, you only got to give it to God one time. He heard you. Your prayer might not get answered when you wanted to get answered, but guess what? God got you. So, guys, not for nothing. Like I said, exercise your rights. Go out there and vote. They got it to where you can do the mail-in ballot. They got it to where you can go to the polls and everything. So do what you got to do, guys. Yes, do what you got to do. And at the end of the day, guess what? The Black Diamond loves you. I'm here to inspire you, encourage you, pick you up. And guess what? I'm here to also let you know that health and wellness is everything, okay? So your immune system is everything. And always remember, I want you to drink that bottle of water for me. Even if it's just a little mini bottle, 8 ounces. They got the 8 ounces and they got the 16 ounces. Drink a bottle of water. Get that vitamin C. Get that vitamin D. Get that potassium. Or if you can't get all these different things or don't like all these different fruits and vegetables or whatever, get your vitamin drinks or whatever you need for your body. I tell people all the time, y'all know what my favorite natural medicine is. I love ginger, okay? You put that ginger on the stove. You boil it. It's going to start getting a little dark. Pour that juice off that ginger into a cup. Add you a little lime. For you sugar sweeters, put you a little honey in there or whatever with the green lime in there and just drink it. Anything you knew is burning out. It's burning out. I don't care what it is. Corona, Malona, Wawona, all of it's coming out. You can also take that same ginger, mush it up, put you a little type of oil in there, coconut oil or something like that, or maybe some olive oil, whatever you want to do to make it. And if you got some pain in your body anyway, you can rub it on your body just like a little paste. Help yourself. You know what I'm saying? Eat your greens, eat your beans, pick yourself up, exercise, pray, ask God to heal your body. Do not let the enemy continue to attack us like this. Guys, you are forever in my prayers. I want to thank God for everybody this morning that woken up, so we can have a brighter, better future and a start at a new day. So until next time, guys, stay encouraged, be blessed, be safe, be well, register to vote.